Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Glory be to the Most High God. We bless the Lord for this beautiful, marvelous, wonderful day that He has added into our lives. Regardless of our circumstances, our God is still on the throne, still doing great and mighty things. What an awesome God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God is still God. He is worthy of all the praise. There's some noise in the background because my system kind of jumped off a little bit. Praise the Lord. But we're going to glorify and magnify the Lord. We know all those doors are being closed and bind up. And so whatever residue that's left to try to interfere with what God has planned today, we take authority over it and we give God glory in the meantime. Praise the Lord. As I said, welcome to the Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection, Prayer Line. Praise the Lord. We're going to check this in just a moment. Give me a moment to make sure that something is not missing off of here. Okay, I see one error right here. Okay. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Try this once more. Yes, we are online. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. We thank God for another day. Thank God for all His great and mighty acts. He is awesome. As we come in His presence with thanksgiving, we come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. So we bless you all for coming on to the Blog Talk Radio on our third Sunday, which we normally only have on special guests, special times. And so tonight I will be on delivering a message that God has given a couple of months ago, and Prophetess Benjamin will do the second part on the as we tag team on this particular message that He has given us. So tonight we bless you and we thank God for you as we get ready now to give our prayer. Will be coming by none other than Minister Black, praise God, and then soon after Minister Black we will have Prophetess Benjamin give us our scripture reading tonight out of Proverbs. So at this time I'm going to open the line again for Brother Black, and then we have none other than our sister, Prophetess Benjamin give scripture reading. Have a little bit of a challenge tonight, but we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. Amen. So we're going to stand on His word and carry out the assignment.
Hello?
Are you there? Yes, the line is open.
Yes. Oh, amen. Father God, we just thank you right now, God. We bless your name. How we adore you, God. Hallelujah. You're our uprising in the morning, and you're our down to go to sleep in the evening, God. Lord, even all through the middle of the day, God. Hallelujah. You're our joy unspeakable. God, we just thank you, Lord, for another day, God. We thank you. We count it an honor and a privilege to serve you, God, to have you on our side, God. Lord, we just to have another opportunity, God, to get it right and stand before you in the name of Jesus, His blood covering us, God. Hallelujah, God, in your presence, God, just saying thank you, God, not wanting anything, just appreciating you, God. And now tonight, another feast, hallelujah, where the table is spread and the feast is going on. Hallelujah, God. I just pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit just take over tonight, God, and just give us fresh revelation, God. Lord, a word hot off the press, God, for what we need tonight. End time, God, an end time word, an untimed word, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, fill us till we want no more. Hallelujah, God, and that we catch on fire all the more, God. Yes, in Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God for that anointed prayer. Good evening, everyone. The scripture reading tonight is coming from Proverbs 18 and 21, and it reads, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We give glory and honor to the vessels that the Lord has blessed tonight with the prayer and also with the, praise God, the scripture reading. We give glory and honor, and I bless the Lord. Hallelujah, for all his great and mighty acts. What a wonderful, awesome, marvelous God we serve. In the midst of every situation, trials, and tribulations, he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers out of them all. So we give God praise. And as we come before the throne now, just before the word, I just want to give God praise and ask him for strength as we continue, glory to God, throughout this day, throughout this night. Praise the Lord. And I thank God, glory to God, for his word that sustains us. He sends his word to comfort. He sends his word to encourage, to enlighten. Even his word comes sometimes for chastisement. And he's, glory to God, a very present help in the time of trouble. He is our refuge. So I thank God for, glory to God, an opportunity to come before his people tonight. We pray that the word will be delivered, glory to God, as best as possible, as God put his anointing on it to help the vessel, glory, to release whatever God has placed in my spirit. I ask you all to pray for us and our family. Just got some news this morning, glory to God, about a dear, dear cousin passed away today. But in the meantime, have an assignment, and I definitely thank God for Prophetess Benjamin praying earlier, and the prayers have gone forth even with Mother McCormick that, you know, what I heard from the Lord, and he's given me to move forward. So we're going to do this the best we can and let the Holy Spirit have his way in the midst. Praise God. So we solicit your prayers tonight. Amen. But in nevertheless, the message that God has been given a couple of months back, Pastor Prophetess Benjamin and I were sharing and talking, and the Lord blessed a lot of times when we're praying, and God has given some words that come up in a situation, and we'll be praying, and he'll give a revelation, and all of a sudden it was a quickening in my spirit when this word came up about watch your mouth and how we are snared by our words. And since this wasn't given last month, we were going to bring it this month with what part I have and whatever God placed in her spirit. So I have some things to read into your hearing. Prayerfully, I will bore your prayers, bore you trying to deliver what he has given me in some things. And of course, you know, sometimes we get a little bit too much, but there's some key things I want to share in this word concerning watch your mouth. That's why that scripture reading was a very important that was just shared out of Proverbs 18, glory to God, about the tongue has the power of life and death. The stakes are high. Your words can either speak life or words can speak death. Our tongue can build others up, or they can tear them down. And it says that unchecked fire doubles in size every minute. And we know even not only for the natural fire, but we know even that fire of the tongue, as it talked about in James, and how it can turn back on that just like that tongue in our mouth can cause a fire, almost like that one spark went, glory to God, from a fire, and it can cause a blaze and the damage it can do. So we want to talk a little bit tonight about God's word and watch your mouth. Psalms 119, God's word, the Bible says, in twofold purposes. It first shows us all have broken God's law. James 2:10 declares, for whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. God's law reveals how all people have sinned against God and deserving of the fullness of his judgment. But thank God for Jesus. Glory to God, the ultimate sacrifice. That glory to God stood in our place while we were yet sinners. He died for the ungodly. So he redeemed us back to the Father. So praise God. We thank God for our Savior, Jesus, and also John 1:29, the lamp of God who takes away sins. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, which we know that's in Psalms 119. He says in the word also that all have fallen short of the glory of God. Now it says the word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto our pathway. And then we say snared. Snared, for it's Proverbs 6:2, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth, trapped by your words. Snared to capture or, if used as a snare, to win, obtain, or hold as a snare. This is the definition. It could be an ambush, a net, a trap, or whatever. Synonym of verbs is catch up, ensnare, entangle, entrap, and so forth. And our words can build, as we already said. It can encourage, it can discourage, it can give life, or it can cause death. Now, what is your tongue doing? What are you doing with your tongue? And you remember that God has told us we're not a part-time lover. We can't, glory to God, live and try to worship God and still yet try to appease the flesh and do, you know, things that going to cause, you know, a reproach or shame on the Bible, I mean on the word of God and whatever saying that we are believers. We got to walk by faith and not by sight, and God has already given us all the armor and the equipment that we need. He gave us the Holy Spirit. He's given us weapons that are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. He has given us, glory to God, the power to bind and to loose. And so we have what we need. It's just, are we going to use it and utilize it the way God says? Are you snared by the words of your mouth? We all have promises and blessings that we are hoping and believing in. But sometimes it seems as though nothing is changing in our lives. And instead of staying focused on our promises of God, blessing, we talk ourselves out of what we know to be true. For instance and so forth, you know, I never get that job. My husband or wife or my child will never come to Christ, or this, that, and the other, whatever it may be that we are facing, glory to God, and I'm going to cut through the chase on some of these things. We know, glory to God, there's various things that go on in our lives, and we get snared by time, or we get snared by how much opposition or how much criticism or whatever the enemy brings, glory to God, to manipulate our minds and try to get us stressed out and overwhelmed and whatever. And then before we know it, even when God sent help, we're counteracting it with what we feel. And sometimes you get distracted and you get caught up and you don't have enough time, spending time enough within your prayers or seeking the face of the Lord. And before you know it, you're saying contrary things. And sometimes you're getting agitated and aggravated when even if God has somebody else in your life or sent a word and so forth like this, you have opposition against it because the fact of it is not what you want to hear, or you don't allow yourself to get too frustrated, and that enemy just takes those words and entangle you and have snare you and cause you, glory to God, to be talking contrary to the will of the Lord. Then you find yourself being double-minded, and he said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Prior to that, he said, if you lack wisdom, ask of the Lord. But it's so imperative that we spend time with God to get a relationship so we can get anchored and we can be in a place, glory to God, that we won't lean to the left or to the right, and we won't so easily open to allow ourselves to be target practice for the enemy, because he got a hit out on all of us. But the thing about it is, how much, glory to God, are we giving place to the enemy, or how much power we're taking authority and putting him under our feet? We don't have no business running. Like, come on, I beat the devil running. What kind of foolishness that is? You can't beat no devil running. We don't have no power, glory to God, except the power God gives us over the enemy. We can't do nothing in our flesh. Like you said, we can't do nothing without it, but we can do all things through him. Praise God. The Bible says the promises of the Lord add riches and maketh no sorrow. John 10:10 said the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give you life and life more abundantly. So we should be taking the authority and binding and putting the enemy to flight, know his word, so it can be like Jesus did when he was in the wilderness. Glory to God, it is written. So we find out what the promises of the Lord, whatever area that we are short in or we're having problems with, whether it be in our flesh or whether it's being in our faith, whether it be over our courage or whatever, find it in the word and operate accordingly. Get it so much in our spirit that, you know, when the enemy comes, we can say, glory to God, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. See, Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You will be in a place like he told us in Peter. The enemy came, glory to God, like a roaring lion. But he told us to be diligent and be alert. We have to be alert. We have to be diligent. But we got to be on our post. We got to know what the word is. And he don't want it's not going to do you any good if you just got the word in your intellect. You can have it up in all the knowledge you want, but yes, it's like going to school and having some knowledge and regurgitating it right back out for the class or the test, but you're not really having any substance of really getting it in your spirit, because the Bible says out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if we don't have any word in there, nothing to fight against the enemy, whatever it is, we're going to come out with carnality. We're going to come out with flesh. We're going to come out with fighting. We're going to come out, glory to God, saying things, glory to God, that don't have nothing to do contrary to the will of the Lord, because we're operating in our flesh and our emotions, and the enemy loves that. And then, glory to God, when you correct it, you have an attitude then. You want to turn back around and bite the one that's sending the message. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless God. And I lost my place wherever it was I was. Praise God. Bless the Lord. We got to learn how to focus and stay focused on the promises of God's blessing. We talk ourselves out of what we know is true. And we have to start in a place to put the enemy to flight and crucify this flesh. Because our words end up keeping us from the promises of the things to come. You have many things, what you speak, life and death, power in the tongue. Sometimes we have delays. And it's delays, excuse me, it's not things that the enemy is doing. It's delays because we gave place to the enemy, or because our doubt and unbelief, or because we got frustrated or agitated or aggravated, and glory to God, and then we let tape fantasies come in, and then next thing you know, we got a fight on our hands. But until we come back into a place of letting God be first, and saying, he said in the Hebrews 11:6, only thing that pleases him is faith. And when we diligently seek him, he'll reward us. So does a man speak life and death in the power of the tongue? So does a man speak, so is he. I mean, so is a man thinking, so is he. And when you think those thoughts and so forth like this, you're going to find yourself operating accordingly. Because when you start meditating and thinking on certain things and whatever like this, and here is the word, and it's contrary to what the word of God is saying, you're operating in what your feelings and emotions says, you're going to find yourself off track, and you get yourself out of bounds of the things of God, and we miss out on the abundance that he had for us. Do not speak doubt and unbelief. If you're not going to say anything good about your health, your children, your finances, or your future, or refrain from saying anything at all, find the word and operate according to what the word says. Proverbs 6:2-15, which tells us that if we become snared by the words of our mouth, disaster will overtake us. It will leave us, glory to God, on the path of destruction. Because, you know, the Bible says there's a way that seems right unto man, but that way leads to destruction. Praise God. So Proverbs 3:5-6, we know that. We pray it. We sing it. We prophesy it. We prophesy it and whatever else. We know it's in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all that heart and lean not to our own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him. He'll direct our path. He'll make the path straight. But many times and so forth like this, that we'll say this, but when the trial comes or the rubber meets the road, it's another thing and stuff like this. We say some things, what the word says, but we don't operate in it as we should. And it's only on certain things. He said, your path, be not wise in your own eyes. Praise the Lord. What does it mean to watch and pray? We can only remain faithful when we are devoted to prayer. In prayer, we continuously allow God, when we allow God, Jesus, to forgive us, to cleanse us, to teach us, and through what the Holy Spirit says, he came, Jesus sent him for to teach us, to guide us, to lead us, and to comfort. Sometimes we don't even allow him to comfort us. We're going through something or something happens. Before we run to Jesus, we're running to our wonderful prayer partner. I got to call my pastor. I got to call my friend. I got to call this one. Jesus wants to be Lord in our life. He says, I'm a jealous God. He said he'll have no other God before him. We have to watch some of the things that we're doing and how we're doing and get out of some of our traditional ways, how we used to doing things. And even when God want to raise us up to another level, just like, for instance, if you was a late person on a job, you got the promotion as a supervisor, you don't do the same job you do as a late person. When you become the manager or the CEO, all those jobs change. Your roles change. And what about, so when God wants to take us to the next level, we got to be able to have such a relationship that we can know that it's his voice and how to operate accordingly and let things go. Some things we got to release and lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us. And the weights can be people. It can be things. You go over to God, can't do the same job, glory to God, on the same level as you want to do, glory to God, as you being promoted to the next position and whatever. So we got to let go and let God, praise the Lord, to cleanse us and to forgive us and to teach us. Okay, and we got to be alert and guard like a watchman, glory to God, watch and pray. And that's day and night, because there's dangers and snares and things that are out there that the enemy unseen, that we cannot operate in our flesh and emotions to combat the enemy. It's got to be with the armor of God on it. It's got to be the weaponry that God's given us to do. It's got to be, glory to God, what he's given us, the strategy and the wisdom, glory to God, how to go in and how to come out. So we have to know, glory to God, if we're going to be in here for the long haul, we got to do it God's way. Now, it says, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Watch your mouth. What does it mean to watch your mouth? Proverbs 18:21. God's words tell us that the tongue has the power of life and death. As we always spoken, this is going to be continuously spoken because it's true. We got to recognize what we're saying and what we're doing. Sometimes we go over to God, we're defeated by the words that come out of our mouth that snare us. Whether it's a job, whether it's over to God saying things contrary to our husband, to our wives, to our children, to the friends, to minister, come across the pulpit, some things over to God that can be over at detrimental to destroy somebody's life or cause them to go back out in the world, whether it's across the pulpit or either one another. We have to watch what we're saying. How are we going to win souls if we are not wise? We got to be wise as a servant and gentle as a dumb. Some of us have the word, and then sometimes we are so harsh with it and whatever like this, and then we don't know how to encourage and to build. And it's going to be times, yes, a word has to come, and we have to be firm and frank. But there's times and so forth like this, we're supposed to draw people with love and kindness. Praise God. Yeah, all kinds of extra things you're giving me. Okay. All right, then. The power of life and death, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. Knowing this truth, believers should be mindful of the words they speak. Psalms 141:13, set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. That should be a daily prayer for all of us, keeping a humble spirit to the point of that we have to be submitting ourselves to the Lord, and in the meantime, keeping a repentant heart, keeping a heart, glory to God, of conviction, so when things come, glory to God, we'll be quick to rectify it and won't be letting it fester to the next day, because we give place to the enemy, and all he do is building blocks, glory to God. Before you know it, you got it like so knocked. Somebody can't get in, and the word would be like in Jeremiah. You couldn't get in there. They shut up, and they couldn't get in. Nobody couldn't get out or whatever. But we need to be to a place that we're open to the Spirit of the Lord, not that because I was hurt last year, and this person hurt me, and that happened, and this one hurt me, and that one did this, and the pastor did this, and this, that, and the other. And before you know it, you're like a person that's in a work release. They're in prison, but they can go out and work and come back in with the same situation, locked down. You get your little freedom to go out on the land and just go in and work or whatever. Sometimes we're guarded like in the church house, and we're walking in, and we're doing our little due diligence for whatever reason, and we don't really, you know, really interact that much except my assignment and whatever and speaking this, that, and then I got to go. I got to go. No, we don't want to get caught up in foolishness and folly, but you have to be friendly. You got to show yourself friendly, but we're supposed to be interacting, and if God's going to bless it, there's some word God want to give you or some word God want to use you with. You're so busy, turn back around and guard your heart so you go back in and lock down and hear the enemy. There's things still going on in your life, and the enemy just speaking all kinds of stuff and whatever like this and feeling like, you know what, I was hurt over here and hurt over there. I'm not taking no chances. I'm going to, anytime we try to guard our own heart, it's going to be trouble. Because if we're not open and allow the Spirit to come in to heal and to deliver and whatever like this, it's only going to build up to more and more. We can't be free to hear all that God has to say because we really don't trust God. Because if you really trust God, you're looking at saying, you're looking at people. We don't fight against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness and principalities and all of that right there is not the person. But when we focus on it, the person that did this, 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 that, we are not really trusting God for to walk us through, because in the midst of everything that goes on, the word talks about it. You're going to trust for him to be your protector. You're going to trust him to be your healer. You're trusting glory to God to be your deliverer. You're trusting glory to God in this, that, you know, you'll touch the heart of that one, heart that's heart. Praise and glory to God, this, that, and the other. All at the end of the day, it's all about, do you trust me to take you through, to protect you, to shield you, to save you, to heal you, whatever it is, no matter what. We focus on the people instead of focusing on God. That's another message. Let me leave that alone. It says Proverbs 10:19, too much talk leads to sin. Be sensible and keep your mouth shut. This is the word. You can go back and look at it. It might be set up in different types of way in the Bible, different, you know, translation. Proverbs 21:23, whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from trouble. Your mind is a garden. Your thoughts are the seeds. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds. And we had a message some time ago when we were talking about pulling up the weeds and go over to God. The seeds have been sown and then turned back around of righteousness and holiness and this, that, and the other. But then sometimes we let it grow weeds, and if we don't pluck them up, then they're going to turn back around and choke the life out of the seed that was planted. You look at that in the natural, whether it be a garden or flowers or whatever else. Forgiveness. If you don't let the past die, then it won't let you live. Your future, your destiny. Choose. I'm going to let you marinate on that one. Praise God. Stop holding back on your life because of fears and failures. Fears is not losing. It's losing it. It's gaining experience. Failure isn't the end. It's a redirection. Start living even if it means failing. And we have to know God know how to work things for the good. When the enemy meant it for evil, he'll work it for good. Even sometimes whether it's something we did or something, glory to God, somebody else did to us, God has a way through those trials. When we repent or we stay humble or we stay open to the Spirit of the Lord, he has a way to use in those situations to grow us. And sometimes he has to do it anyway, a lot of trials and tribulations, for us, glory to God, to get transformed out of living in the flesh to be able to be open to live in a spiritual life for the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign. Because he would have said, you know, flesh don't grow. There is no flesh that's going to glory in his sight. No flesh, nobody got going to enter into the kingdom of God. So that means it's got to be we got to be transformed into the Spirit of the Lord and finding ourselves doing more of what his will. And so trials still have to come even for that to work out. Even when a car goes out on the line and then they put it out on the road or either getting ready to apply it or whatever, they have to be tested. So they are no glory to God. The pressure or the stress of whatever has to go against that engine or go against whatever parts in the car or either that appliance and so forth like that, to know that it's going to work without blowing up or causing some of the complications or some harm. So God got to know that we're going to be living for him. And so in the meantime, more and more, we have to be transformed into the Spirit of God. So even Romans 12th chapter tells us, I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Be not conformed to this world system. And too many times people right now, a lot of fall on the way in the body of Christ, a lot of compromising, And he will say, be not conformed. If it's not money or greed, or if it's not, glory to God, trying to get the biggest Ephesus, I mean the biggest cathedral or church or building or whatever, and my people and my this and my that, it's God's people that God allow you to shepherd over. And there, or if it's not something else that's going on or whatever like this, we get caught up on working, hey man, jobs and doing this and doing that and running here trying to get the money, get this. Sometimes you don't even have time enough to read your word or study or seek the face of God because I got to go, I got to get this, I got to run and get the children, I got to take them to soccer, I got to take them to the baseball game, I got to take or whatever, I got to meet in that church, I got to whatever like this, and I'm a supervisor, I'm whatever like this, and I got to do this, and I got to do, and we pencil him in, but he's the creator. And if he blow on our, if we had a PhD and he blew on it, glory to God, we will be fooled tomorrow, fooled the next day or tomorrow or the next hour and wouldn't even know our name. That's how serious it can be. But we always got to get to a place where we put him first. And in this pandemic, you would think people would be fighting more like never before. The believers ought to get anchored down and get, and instead it's like a ship out there without a sail. And some people that were so strong in the Lord, working, glory to God, had such an anointing. Now if it's not greed, if it's not prestige or power struggle or compromising or turning the backside for somebody to pump it or whatever, it's just too much junk going on in the body of Christ. Glory to God. He don't want a part-time lover. He wants someone that's going to love him and live for him. And he already told us there's going to be some trials. The just shall live by faith. Be not weary in well-doing. There's going to be a thief out there, but I'm going to give you life. Glory to God. He done told us all the blessing. If you walk upright before me, I'll hold no good thing from you. Sometimes before you even answer, I already call. I'll do exceedingly abundantly more than you can think or ask. He just wants us to love him and be obedient to him and be that light and be that example. And he said, if you lift me up, I'll draw all men unto. Praise the Lord. Amen. Romans 8:28, he said, I'll work all things together for good for those that love the Lord and call it according to his purpose. And then he says on Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts I think toward you, the thoughts are good. Another one says, glory to God, hallelujah, that he said, I'll give to Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts I think toward you, they're for good and not to evil, give you that expected end to bless, to prosper you, and to give you a future. Just shall live by faith, and the seven times and raise for the just shall live, for the just man falleth seven times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Commentary, inspiration comes when one realizes that for one who is doing right, failure is not the end of the road. The just man rises up to continue moving forward, but the wicked man falls to mischief. The just is upright, honest, and influenced by a regard to the law of God. When someone is seeking to walk in integrity before God, it will have a definite impact on his response to the adversary and failure. Now, when Peter failed denying Jesus Christ, his master teacher. Now, you can find this in Matthew 26:33-35, or you can look up in the other four Gospels of Mark 14:29-31, or Luke 22:33-34, or John 18:15-27. It says, when Peter fell denying Jesus, his master, it was devastating. But Jesus restored him and said, this is the rock I have built my church on. And we just talked about and so forth about the just man. And so how the just man was raised back up, how God blessed and said, when Jesus asked, and then another time before this says, Matthew 16:15-17 says, when Jesus asked, who do men say that I am? And asked Peter, who do you say I am? And Peter's response was, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, even though, glory to God, there was a time that Peter even denied Christ and, you know, he was devastated after what had taken place, but repentance. And God blessed, the Lord turned back around and used Peter in such a way that I've been boldly standing up preaching the gospel. And even from his shadow, people were being healed. Oh, and I got me when God restored. It says, Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but my Father in heaven. The Lord uses Peter greatly. Oh, I just said that. The just man will get back up, keep speaking God's words, and decree. Declare God's promises. When you walk upright before God, he holds no good thing from you. Trials and tribulations will come, and the Lord informed us that he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Don't be snared by your words to cause your setback. And when we do fall and we do have a problem, Jesus is an advocate. If we sincerely go pray and repent and so forth, like that, and not repent because I got caught, but really sincerely, God is a healer and a deliverer. He said, I'm married even to the backslider. But even over there at those times when things do go on, we'll get frustrated, aggravated. Could be with the husband, could be with the wife, could be with the neighbor, could be something that was so detrimental that happened and you got betrayed and hurt and whatever. Something might have been said. But in the meantime, if we keep a humble heart before the Lord and stay prayed up and stay whatever, it's not saying that it's not going to end and have the whole armor of God on. Glory to God. Sometimes, glory, just like when a policeman gets shot, they get knocked down. They got their breastplate on, that armor on, but whatever like this, and the bullet went through, but it didn't penetrate to go in it, but it was enough impact to knock them down, but it may be a little bruise there, but they were guarded from being able to be destroyed. We need to be dressed, fully dressed daily. You don't ever take your armor off, but when we go through battles and whatever, we got to make sure that when we come through that battle, get back into prayer, make sure you got the helmet back on so all the thoughts won't be running all over the place about what I just went through and this, that, and the other, and it's belt of truth, because so many, well, now got their belt loose, their truth not coming forth because they compromising or saying this or cheating on their taxes or turn back around lying or stealing from the company or doing contrary things or whatever, or turn back around and some out here now want to go to church, some of them holding hands and they out there sleeping with the neighbor and all kind of other stuff, and oh Lord, so much more going on. But in the meantime, we got to be to a point and we're going to live holy or live right. We may fall sometimes here and there, but it ought not be a repeat offender. You keep being a repeat offender, you better check to find out, did I, you know, backslid, or did you actually get your life lined up, or do you really trust in God, or what? And there's going to be sometimes we have some situations that through some pain and disappointment, we may have to keep that on the altar for a while. Have somebody that's going to pray with you, that's anointed and not a busybody, not sowing discord, that's going to stand and stay in touch with the Lord with you until the breakthrough comes. Because you can't trust everybody with some things, especially if you got an anointing on your life and God is blessing and using, but there's something in the background that needs to be dealt with, and you may need some reinforcement after prayer. That means somebody you can trust, because we need each other. Our head is not over in Egypt, and our arms are not down there in Atlanta, and then my part of my body over there, glory to God, in California, and my feet don't really wrap around. I would send it to Canada. We are many members in one body, and we're having an assignment, and we got to find our place and hold our post, but we are to aid one another. We are to bear one another burdens and strong bear the infirmities of the weak. The some parts of us may be weaker than others. We may have to, glory to God, handle some things differently as the Lord lead us. Amen. Praise God. Oh, God is so much, but I'm going to have to try to see if I can start bringing some of this in. We're snared by our words. It causes us setbacks, delays, or terminate our blessings sometimes. But we know when God is in it, when a delay is not a denial, sometimes, glory to God, those delays come because the enemy came in. When we know we done walked right and there's nothing, we have given place to the enemy or nothing contrary to the will of the Lord, and things are being held up all the time and it has nothing to do with sin, when we know we done cleaned our heart and make sure we was before the Lord. Remember when the Lord talked to Daniel, and Daniel prayed, the Lord told him, I heard you the first time. He had to send Michael, the archangel, to fight, glory to God, in Persia, because the enemy had held some things up. And so it was held up for 21 days. But God said, glory to God, that the prayer was answered the first day. So when we get caught up, glory to God, when we know we done walked up right before the Lord and doing what God requires, because of, we got to keep the prayers going. We got to have the faith to know, glory to God, in spite of the enemy trying to steal my patience, trying to get me off my post, trying to keep me in a place, glory to God, where I got to be tipsy-turvy. And what I know, when I get anchored down to the fact that I know, and I look back in the archives how many times God done moved, he is not going to change. He's the same God yesterday, today, forevermore. When his word go out, it will accomplish everything that he said it out. out to do. He's not a God that he can line. His hand is not too short that he can't deliver. It is up to us when we go over that. When he said it, it was settled then. This business about we talking about, it's settled. I believe it. It's whatever. No, you are the one got to believe it after he done said it. It was settled then. Now, you choose to believe it or not, it's up to you. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen. Praise God. Your relationship means a whole lot to help you be anchored so that when things come, as things come to provoke it, as what comes out of your mouth. But if you don't have a good relationship with faith and really standing on God's word and spending time with him, when somebody turns back, when you put on that facade, glory to God, with your little gifts and your little talents and your little education and whatever, but when the enemy really provokes, you'll find out whether you're a cusser, whether you'll turn back around and want to flat somebody, whether you turn back around, whether you turn back around doing devious things in the background, whether you out here sowing discord, or whether you being a busybody, or whether you up here turn back around defamation of character of somebody else, and here you are, you're hurting yourself because we're in the body. That's just like slapping yourself, and I like to see how many of you slapping and punching yourself. But anyway, nevertheless, praise God. But still, yeah, we love the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I hide you outside and ride my motorcycle. Praise the Lord. But anyway, speak life. The encouragement we can receive from the word, one will rise up again. When God is in control, delays is not a denial. The just man realizes failure does not have the final say. Because even when we turn back around and have problems and situations, it seems like we failed or things didn't go right, God may be trying to get us back on a track that we can see and our eyes have come open, and sometimes the trial has to come for you to recognize and so forth. Like, oh, you on the wrong track. You're on the, whatever, you done deviate off the path or something where he wants to cleanse us of or get rid of, whether it's from childhood or adulthood or from a relationship or from some hurt, from some betrayal or whatever. But are we willing to submit and let him do the surgery? That's the thing. Keep getting off the part of the wheel. Praise God. In the strength of the Lord and God's, and for God's glory, he raises us up and presses on. He learns that each failure is only a stepping stone. This fallen man teach him or her or rebuke him, or it raises him up better to a better person. Oh man, we can't finish all of this. A snare is a lure, a trap. The status uses snares to trap. Wait a minute. Satan uses a snare to trap human beings. Jeremiah 5:26. One of those snares is fear. And we know he didn't give us the spirit of fear, but it's many things that the enemy will put us in a vice and cause things to confound and to cause fear in many lives. Jeremiah 5:26. For wicked men are found among my people. They lurk like fowlers, lying in wait. They set a trap. They catch men. The fear of a man can be both physical and psychological. Luke 12:4-5, Jesus said, don't be afraid of those who kill the body. I'm going to have to let you just read that one and whatever like this. But you know God is able to kill the body and the flesh, so we need to be to a place. I trust God. I believe him. I have faith in him and not let what the enemy is doing to cause us, glory to God, to be entrapped and snared, glory to God, and just trust and believe God. He is our shield and our protector. Psalms 111:10, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Romans 8:31, points away from the ensnaring of a man. If God be for us, who can be against us? Timothy 6:6, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And whatever, he didn't say the money, he said the love of it. People get so caught up, glory to God, in the money, and it just does something to them. They find themselves lured out on the deep end, doing all kinds of man of evil, not just evil, but getting caught up in all kinds of situations, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and whatever. And I'm going to skip down, and it says, the Bible says, that what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Praise the Lord. Watch what causes spiritual emptiness. It's often connected with additional, especially by Christian influence additions, organization, What did I write here? What causes spiritual emptiness is connected with, it could be alcoholism, it could be pain, it could be betrayal, it could be so many different kinds of things that can take place. Spiritual dryness, the feel distance from the Lord, feeling distant from the Lord, or struggling to grow spiritually. Sometimes when you feel the dry, like, you know, dry place, but you don't see God working behind the scenes, and that's what the enemy uses. That's why it's so important to stay grounded as much as possible in the Word and fellowship and prayer and spending time with others, glory to God, that are born again believers that are about kingdom business. Glory to God. The burdens of life press in, and they begin to feel discouraged. Search for Him in the day, in the dry places. Seek the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh God, You are my rock. Psalm 63:1. You are my rock. You are my God. Earnestly I seek You. My soul thirsts for You. My flesh faints for You, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. And we need to be like that deer that panted after water, but so does my heart panted after Thee, O Lord. How thirsting for the things of God, and He shall not fulfill you. Glory to God, soul dryness is because of sin. And another one is because the Bible says your iniquity has separated you from Me. But we need to repent and get back in line and press and fight to get back in a place that, glory to God, that I want to let God be first in my life. Get back in the Word. Get back with believers. Find some help. Just like when the alcoholic finally recognized that he is an alcoholic, no matter what else somebody said or did or how many times he done lost this, that, and the other, until he accepts the fact that he's an alcoholic. And the same person would recognize that they need Jesus. They need to be their sinner. And once they come to that place, they seek out, they find, and whatever. So that's what, when we get in that place as a believer and things start going in a different direction, we need to hurry up and get back to the recognizance of what the error of our ways. Praise God. We're getting ready to try to come on in and close. Some people feel spiritually dry because of physical, mental, or emotional pain. When one is ill or when they've been afflicted, and glory to God, so often done. It's difficult to focus on the Lord, because sometimes the pain do sometimes try to override the voice of the Lord. But we got to still press in and still keep praying one for another. And listen, sometimes we got to speak out, because some people are secluded. That's what the enemy will be doing you, just like the wild kingdom, the lion or whatever animal, glory to God, when he's got his prey out there, he's looking to see who is the weak one so he can get them to run off to the left or to the right, and then they go to the bound. That's why it's so important for us to stay together and be on one accord, to work together with one another and to cover each other in prayer. After Elijah was defeated at Mount, defeated the prophets, prophets of Baal, glory to God, the false prophets, he ran a great distance because he was afraid that Jezebel would put him to death. And God had to tell him, I have a 700 that have not bowed down to the knee of Baal and whatever. And after he done did such great work on Mount Carmel, here comes the enemy, glory to God. And after that, whatever that place was, glory to God, that he was feeling weak or whatever like this, he was afraid of one woman, and the Lord didn't use him to kill 400-something prophets. But that's how the enemy operates. And so in the meantime, he's getting hid in the cave, and God had to deal with him and so forth like this, and brought him back out and still did great work. That's in 1 Kings 19:1-5. He was physically and mentally and emotionally exhausted. This commentary thing that he was saying, he wanted to die. But God gave Elijah substance and rest in verses 5 and 8. And then he used them, glory to God, at a time of his weakness to work for the work that he did in Elijah's life. Okay, I had some other things here, but I think we're going to get ready to close and thank God for grace and mercy. Grace is the grace that we have in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. The more we plug into God, glory to you, and others have don't have the grace to do some of the things that you're doing, glory to God. They get baffled sometimes, jealousy, envy, this, that, and else. But we got to keep our eyes fixed on the prize and keep looking unto the Lord Jesus Christ and know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus. Watch our mouth, glory to God, not to be snared by the things, glory to God, that's going on around us. Glory, let the Holy Spirit do lead and guide us, glory to God. Jesus gave, give us strength, and we can be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Favor is another word for grace. Thank God for your grace and your mercy. Glory to God. Ephesians 6:10-12, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. What is your response in the storm? Strengthen through the storm. It is not if it's not if the storm will happen, or glory to God, it's or not, it's the fact that it will happen. How do we respond in the storms? Storms come and storms go. Storms will have, glory, will happen. What is your house built on? I'll put it that way. Is it built on the rock? Praise the Lord. There are different kinds of storms. People deal with health storms, sickness. Storms deal with failure, relationships. Storms, financial. Storms with failed relationships, mothers and daughters and fathers and sons, and so be it. Just social justice storms. Unfair justice storms, storms having a lack of skills to prepare for the marketplace that's rapidly changing. So there's various types of storms that can happen in our life. This is the way Paul is writing. This is why Paul was writing to the church of Ephesus, reminding them to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, because we are dealing with something deeper than flesh and blood. And the enemy that we are talking about, with the principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. Watch, be strong in the Lord. Generally, people don't like you. Sometimes you have cases where people just don't like you for no apparent reason, realizing there is a spirit behind it. So we got to have to know how to be wise and hear from the Lord, go about how to deal with these situations. There are people when they first meet you and they don't even like you for no apparent reason, and you don't even know why. You have to pick up and you can recognize that they are discerning, that they have an attitude from someone that they don't even know. But still yet, we have to learn to not allow ourselves to be snared, responding and saying and doing things. Glory to God. Recognize what kind of spirits you're dealing with and let the Lord lead you and guide you. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, glory to God, but some of the triggers of the weapon against someone, it didn't work. But, you know, sometimes and so forth, like even though we say the weapons are not carnal, but they are truly, they may accomplish something, but they don't accomplish what they admit to do, because God steps in or he intervenes. And even sometimes as serious as somebody pulling a gun on somebody and pull the trigger, and sometimes you heard testimonies of stuff like this, it didn't go off, or somebody was beaten and they was beaten enough to die and they didn't. Some people go through a wreck and you know that car was smashed. How did that person step out of that car and walk and not have no broken bones? God is so awesome. Praise God. Don't disobey God. Watch your mouth. Don't disobey God and play in the enemy's territory. Stay on your assignment. And this is something I didn't want to make sure that didn't go by. Be strong in the Lord. Samson went to the enemy's camp, and he was lured by lust of the eye. Delilah, in the Old Testament of Judges, in the 16th chapter, she was a Philistine, and God had already told him about, glory to God, you're supposed to be marrying anybody outside of, glory to God, their race. They were supposed to not tell anybody about the secret about his hair and the length of where his power was, but he went over there playing in the enemy's territory. A woman, Delilah was a woman who bribed and entrapped Samson, coaxed him into revealing the secret of his strength, glory to God, of his long hair. She took advantage of his confidence and betrayed him to his enemies. Well, he wished he wouldn't have been able to trap him if he wouldn't have been over there in the devil's territory, if he wouldn't have been over there playing and laying his head in her lap and whatever like this, and doing all the other things, glory to God, that men with lust or women with lust or desires and whatever else doing, contrary to what the women, what God says, doing a little bit of God, doing some of God's work, but then on the side, he over here, glory to God, playing in another. He said, you can't serve no two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. You're going to be devoted to one and hate the other and not to the other. So he was not having his devotion had changed, because he got caught up over there in a place that he shouldn't have been. And then he had his eyes gouged out and whatever. Samson snared by his words. Deception kept playing with her. Oh, she tell him, oh, Samson, you don't love me. Oh, if you love me, you wouldn't. And some of that looked like it would have been common sense, but you know, he wanted to play the game, and he thought he had a monopoly on it. But okay, he snared by his words. Deception, playing games with the devil. In addition, disobedience to God deserved to many of the Philistines' women. Delilah laid his head in the devil's lap and fell asleep and snared. So he got snared, glory to God, by a trick of the enemy and ended up losing his sight. But at the end, he did ask the Lord one more time, give him that strength, and he killed more then than he did in the life, glory to God, that he had lived prior to. But we've got to be very careful about things that we say and do, glory to God, that are contrary to the will of the Lord. Snared our response to the Lord's command. In the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus even told the disciples, watch and pray while I go there, and three times they fell asleep. Disobedience, yielding to the flesh, let the devil even cause Peter, when he rose up, instead of fighting the way God was talking, Jesus was talking about fighting, he cut the man's ear off, and Jesus put it back on, praise the Lord. But we have to make sure, if we listen to what God says, he already knows our future. He knows down the road. He knows where the crooked path is. He knows where the mountain is. He knows where the bridge is out. He knows where we should have been yielding. He knows where a storm is coming. You know, if we would just listen, we won't get so easily entrapped and snared. And sometimes we get caught up in our zeal, and zeal without knowledge. And then we need to have not only knowledge but wisdom and to hear the voice of God. That's why he said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. And it says, they fell asleep, he said, not realizing the seriousness of the matter as the master had instructed them or commanded them to watch. Praise the Lord. How many of the believers are sleeping as now we look at, and we relate it back to that situation and many other situations, that we are, many people are sleeping as we call the body of Christ. We're not on the one accordness. There's so many different things going on, compromising. And as we said earlier, those, glory to God, getting caught up in greed and money and getting caught up, glory to God, in prestige and getting caught up, glory to God, and some people, glory to God, have just gotten caught up in pain and panic and worried and troubles and this, that, and the other, and falling asleep or falling away or whatever. But it's a time now for an awakening of the church, that we have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. So it's time to watch and pray like never before. Man, it is time that we open our eyes to let God have free reign in our lives and to know, glory to God, we're in the last days and there's no time, glory to God, to be giving so much place to the enemy. And not to be falling away because somebody else falls away. We got to be strong. We got to be a leader and an example, even to the youth that's coming behind us, because so many of them are falling away and so forth, like they have not found their way, glory to God, because there's too much the world is offering. But then in the body of Christ, we're not on our post. And some of us have joined the world because we're trying to live for God and live for the world. We'll say, glory to God, victory in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 5:17, and we're going to close. But thanks be to God who gives the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 8:37. Now in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumph. That's something that Benjamin used to say many years ago. Procession and in through the spread of the fragrance of the knowledge of Him in everything. Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? It's all about, do we believe and stand on His word? We can quote a lot, but how much do we believe? How much are we acting on? Some of us preach well, articulate well, glory to God, educated. Glory, got many talents and got gifting and stuff like this, but and preaches too some, but they don't have the stamina that they need to stand on God's word and stay there without moving them and not allow things to move them. And not saying that we're not going to have challenges, but when the enemy can move you around like a chess pawn, it's a problem there. Praise God. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word that goes out of my mouth, it shall not return to me. That's God, empty. But it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing I sent it. 1 Timothy, for God gave us not a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. We are connected to the lifeline, Jesus Christ. He is the vine. We are the branches. And every branch in him that don't produce fruit, go over to God, he cut it away. But we need to be into a place that I'm determined that we're going to live for him in righteousness, holiness, and go over to God. And we're going to be a light and be an example to others. Any area that I'm at, I'm not going to be denying and justify. Let him come in and cleanse us and deliver us out of his hand, because he got so many blessings for us. He want to use us. He want us, glory to God, to prosper and be in good health. But he don't want things to possess us. He want us to possess them, but seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Everything else will be added. He wants to soar like the eagle. Be planted, glory to God, like that tree by the rivers of water. Run with the horsemen. Be in a place, glory to God, that we'll be not weary and well-doing, but glory to God, we'll reap it. We faint not. Glory to God, we can't be a part-time lover. Some of this we follow through, some we don't. And then the charity. So I think we done forgot a lot about 1 Corinthians 13. Glory to God, about the kindness of this, that, and the other, not easily puffed up and not easily provoked in this, that, and we need to get back to some basics on some things, just like sometimes the doctors or the nurses or teachers have to go back and get a refresher course. We sure need to do that in the body of Christ, because it's too many times, glory to God, we are missing what God is saying and what he wants us to do. He gave us power and authority over the enemy. How much power and authority we operating in. And then you don't let it be like it was the sons of Sceva and say, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, who are you? And tear your clothes off and expose you and bring you to shame, because the fact is you're perpetrating, trying to do one thing and trying to do what you used to do, and now you're not living like you used to how you used to live. You're living, glory to God, contrary to the will of the Lord, but you're still carrying the name. Oh, you're still holding on things, glory to God. You're trying to walk through some things over to God and pushing stuff back that I'm still angry about, where I came from, the old church, or what went on with the last marriage, and this, that, and the other, and this, that, and the other, and pushing it down and suppressing it instead of giving those pains and those disappointments and those heartaches and glory to God, those things to the Lord, so that way the enemy can't come back and have something to pull out like a Jason out of the closet, and then all of a sudden somebody looking at you like it's a Jekyll and a Mr. Hyde. Because Jesus don't have no three personalities, and he's not a schizophrenic. Sometimes you wonder, sometimes with our sisters and brothers, you schizophrenic, something wrong. And we ain't talking about no medical problem. You got a spiritual problem that's just your flesh on parade. Hey, yada. He called on our mouth, shake up. So when are we going to let go and let God? Because he done told us already, the only thing that'll please him is faith, and that faith is going to bring us into a place of transformation, glory to God, and being not conformed to this world system, to a point, glory to God, where our lives are going to be conformed to him, and we'll start seeing the image of Christ in one another, and not seeing, glory, our flesh 1 minute, our spirit next minute, flesh 1 minute, spirit the next minute. And sometimes we wonder what spirit is fighting and warring. Because sometimes we say the spirit of the Lord, because there is some spirits out there, people, and whatever, and all of it ain't in no bottle. The blood of Jesus. We ask the Lord to help now so we can be able to be in a place that we'll be faithful as unto the Lord. Won't be no whoredom going on in the body of Christ. Glory to God. We're not talking about going in and getting it either. We're talking about how he said after other gods and other things and other idols. And the thing that we got to get to a point, stop denying and justifying. Somebody say something, glory to God, try to help you, to encourage you, or try to get you on track and whatever. You got the defenses because you don't want to let go of that particular sin or that particular thing that you don't even call sin. That attitude, glory to God, can't make no altitude because of the attitude. And he said those sandbags can't go up until you cut the sandbags off. And some things are those weights, those sins, those things are hindering us. And he says it's separating you, glory to God, that iniquity from him. And some things we don't think that's in a white lie, black lie, just like it ain't no good witch and bad witch. The devil is a lie. Liar, liar, liar. Your pants on fire, glory to God. No, you on fire. But you need to let the fire burn so it can burn some stuff out of us. because we need that fire to work two ways. Burn some things out of us and to keep burning so that way we can have a desire for more of him, because glory to God, we have such a desire and glory to fulfill his will. God, the 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish, which are you? Lord, help us, glory to God, in this day and time, like never before, to surrender ourselves and not stop grading each other by what they say and do. And, yeah, she say that, but this isn't her life. There's a, how are we going to be helpers one to another if we always tearing down one another instead of building each other up? Those words that come out of our mouth, some of the things that we don't like and what we do, and we're spreading gossip and this, that, and the other. I just want to tell you this. I just want to tell you that. But all the time, all you want to do is make somebody a garbage pan because that's what you like. You get your high off of busybody. And go ahead, we ought to not allow people to be, because we like them. And they say, I want God to be in love with me and be pleased with me. Then it turned back around. I didn't want to hurt her feeling. Hurt what feeling? That feeling needs to be hurt because that's flesh on parade. It needs to die. It needs to be some recognition. And if they want prayer, glory to God, they'll be able to receive what you say. If they don't want it, then they'll find themselves, glory to God, the word will either draw you or drive you, glory to God. But sometimes we are compromising. Well, you know, I want to know what the Lord is saying. It's a way to do everything. That don't mean we got to be harsh. We can still see it and listen, sister, and whatever like this. The word of God says such and such. Or either in the meantime, you know, I don't want to be a party to that. And because I'm trying to, whatever God give you in your own manner, how to say some things and put things in place. And they can get offended, but the word's going to offend for those ones that don't want to hear. He said, the way of the transgressor is hard, but my commandments are not. Lord, I bless you tonight and give you glory for this word. And God, I pray, glory to God, even for myself. God, things that I need to come up in, things I need to go over that tweak. And as the word come forth, God, help us not just to be what Paul says, glory to God. I don't want to preach to others and myself be a castaway. I want to be in the pride of myself, lining up with your word. And it's a daily walk. But we want to make progress, because if we don't be pressing forward, we're going to regress. God, I'm praying, glory to God, that you will bless these, your people, the ones that ears that hear now and the ones that may hear later in the future. Help us, God, to walk upright and not be judging. And glory to God, we're going to line things up according with your word. We're not going to be a partaker of another man's sins. We're not going to go along with, glory, compromising when things are not pleasing in your sight and not, glory, conducive to what you're saying. Help us, glory, to open our eyes and the scales to drop off, the ears to come open, that way we may walk, glory, according to what you say in the name of Jesus. Utilize, allow you to orchestrate, glory, God, our steps. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to pray you one for another bird, one another bird. Help us, glory to God, to be joyous and happy with others, glory to God, of being blessed and encouraged and not let jealousy and envy come up in the camp. In the name of Jesus, you said jealousy is cruel as a grave. God, I pray like never before that even in our families, in our homes, in our neighbors, and whatever else on our jobs, and that we'll walk, glory to God, as a king's kids and not, glory to God, looking just to be blessed all the time, but help us to be a blessing, but help us to walk, glory to God, where somebody can look at our lives and we might be the only Bible they're reading. What are they saying? What are they seeing? What are they hearing when we walk this land on this journey? God, I'm asking you, Lord, to help us out, because sometimes we're short-tempered. Sometimes we need temperance. Other times, glory, we're still carrying things from childhood, from families, from this, that, and the other we've gone through, from things, glory to God, that's going on, and it triggered this thing and triggered that. Some, glory to God, done got lazy. We're so busy, that we don't have time for you. Now they're having a struggle trying to get back in alignment with your word. But we got to make up our mind. If you love me enough, you're pressed to get there. You're oppressed, glory to God, to obtain and gain, glory to God, your place back with me, as says the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bless you for all that you've done and doing. Help us, glory to God, to be an example to our children. Sometimes, even with that, we have to be wise in our speech and what we say and what we do, even though we get flustered. But help us to be builders, because if we're not building, we're tearing down. And then we want to sugarcoat it. Well, you know what I mean. You know, that's just like an abusive man, abusive woman sometimes, but it's mainly men that when they're abusing, oh, go buy flowers and go buy houses, go buy a chair, go buy this, that, and go buy a teddy bear. You know I didn't mean it. You know what I mean. Come back, bang, 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 meet you down again. Oh, yeah, and your eye hanging off your head and go over there out of your ears, go over there, got on the floor. Oh, I didn't mean it. Oh, I didn't mean it. Oh, bang, 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 let me buy you this, let me buy you that. What kind of foolishness is that? And that's just sometimes it's like, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And then you said, come out from among them, be separated, touch not that unclean thing, and I will receive you. When we've made up our mind, we're not going to allow the enemy to abuse us and take advantage of us, and we're doing things contrary to you. Well, we're going to come out from among them in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord. You said, glory to God, hallelujah, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. And glory to God. And you said, don't force not to be entangled no more, so we can't be going back like a dog to his vomit. You bring us out of stuff, we go back. You bring us out. We got to make up our minds. I, for God, I live. And even with those little things, don't allow them one mistake or this mistake or that one overpower us. What did he say? The seven times a just man fall, but how God will bless and raise up. And we're not talking about you just deliberately went over that same thing. David was a man after God's own heart, but his heart was in that place, over to God, even though he sinned and erred and killed the glory to God, Bathsheba's husband, to get her goods and all this kind of stuff, and the baby was glory to God. He still cried out. Other things he's done, count glory to God, the people when he shouldn't have been, he had to suffer through that, but still yet he always went back, whatever it is. He never repeat the same thing, but he always went back, glory to God, crying out unto the Lord. Oh, glory to God, for God to cleanse and for the and whatever. And he was truly, glory to God, sincere about all that he did, not just to get by. But, Lord, I thank you for all that you've done and doing. Help us all, God, in whatever capacity, whatever place we're in, that you may get glory out of our lives. And I bless you for these, your people, the ones that are fighting to stay on the wall, fighting to do the good work of the kingdom. And one thing, help us all remember, just because an error takes place and we don't go all the way back, glory to God, from the beginning. We celebrate what we already accomplished, what we are doing. Whatever that particular thing is, put that on the altar. Don't allow the enemy to deceive us like we got to be feeling bad about falling down and feeling like I'm not this, that, and the other. Glory to God. Rise back up and God, help me with this area over here that I need some help. I need some strength. If you give me somebody to pray with, God, help me to be able to stand and keep pressing and pursuing until it's accomplished, because the enemy is a liar. You said you will not have us ignorant of Satan's devices, but you said my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But when you see the light, walk therein. So walk this path in the lighted path, glory to God, day by day, step by step, until we accomplish all that God wants us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, I do bless you and I do honor you. And I ask you to bless these, your people. Continue to strengthen them, encourage them, build them up, help them to stay on the wall, stay focused. Or any way we can be helpers one to another. Glory to God. It don't have anything to do with titles. It has to do, glory to God, with the anointing and living right, living holy, because the enemy don't care nothing about any of our titles. If he can find anybody that will find a way that he can get in, glory to God, to cause them to fall or to be used by him, he's going to do it. So we got to make sure we don't get caught up in a title. We got to get caught up in souls and being living and giving honor where honor is due, but give all glory to you in the name of Jesus. We bind Satan up and all to the courts, every set of traps there, untimely death, sickness, disease, every plot, plan, rebellious stubbornness, and lying spirits and deception, whatever he's coming up with, even in our lives right now, our families, our children, go over to our church, we bind you and loose you from your assignment. We loose God's joy, his peace, salvation, healing, wholeness, glory to God, strength and courage and submission and obedience to you, spiritual blessings and physical blessings, whatever kind of blessing, God, that you want to give. Right now, we pray in Jesus' name. If there is anyone, glory to God, at this time, desiring prayer, we'll take those prayer requests, and then we'll have any remarks if there's any after, praise the Lord, after the prayer requests are done. And like I said, if none, we're not going to hold the line. We're going to go ahead and release the lines in the next week for anybody that has to get off the line first. Still be there to support the other because we're getting off early, but Prophetess Benjamin will be our speaker for part two of Watch Your Mouth, and You're Snared by Your Words will be coming on the fourth Sunday. Praise God. So any prayer requests, we're going to take those now.
Good evening. This is Carmelita. I'm just asking for prayer, for travel mercy for me and all my classmates and all of us that we have to take our nurses' aid certification test for North Carolina tomorrow, that we will all come out successful and it'll be, you know, no problems or in traveling to or from our destination.
Okay.
And continue healing as well for my daughter. for her body. She had a fall this weekend, so if you would also keep her in prayer. And also my church family, because they've had a couple of deaths in the church this past week, and so just keep my church family in prayer.
And our family too as well.
Hello, praise God. Asking for prayer for our family, of course, especially one of our cousins. She lost her husband today. And also my friend and her husband, Kirsten and Matt, they both came down with COVID. They're doing well. Well, the husband is doing well. She just got tested positive yesterday, so they got her on some strong antibiotics. So just keep Kirsten and Matt in your prayers as well, and Diane and Crystal and the rest of the family.
And your name, please?
Thank you.
Stacey?
This is Alicia.
Oh, Alicia. I didn't even recognize my baby voice. Okay.
I'm sorry.
And you said it's a family husband that died? What did you say for that person's family?
Pete.
Oh, our
Diane
family.
Our family,
yeah.
Yes.
Crystal. Okay, the next prayer request, and then we're going to take the next one, then we're going to pray, and then we'll do remarks. Who's the next person? Is that
praise
the last
Lord,
one?
This is Sister Magdalene Ponce's daughter, Teresa. Just praying for strength. And praying for the family, but praying for strength.
Okay, praise God.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. This is Sister Brenda. I'm asking you all to pray for Deacon Burton and also for Apostle Burton, that God will strengthen her and that God will touch Deacon Burton's body in the name of Jesus.
He didn't go back to the hospital again, did he?
He wasn't in the hospital.
Oh, the other day. But he's home now, though, right?
I don't know, Pastor. I weren't at church today. I was at work.
Okay, he was home the other day when he went, so I don't know if I'm not messing with that. That's what I was asking. But okay, we have him locked
down.
Yeah,
he's home.
Yeah. Oh, that's Sister Norm. Yeah. Okay, I thought she told me he was home the other day. You have a request, too? Did you have a request, too? Anybody else? Okay, Brother Black, would you go ahead and take the prayer for Minister Carmelita, for the they're traveling and so forth. They got this test that she has to take with her. Some of the other people that was in the class for their license, but and then also her daughter Imani, she fell the other day in here and her back is still bothering her, and the church family. We'll try to put that in a nutshell. Is Pastor no, she just fell off. You take that prayer. I'm trying to see if Mother McCormick, I don't know if she's still able to say anything right now or not. I'm trying to see if, let me scroll this down and see if Pastor Evangelist Willette is on the line or not. Mother Alexander is on the line. Would you kindly take the family, Alicia, that spoke of our family. We just had death in the family of our cousin today, close relative, and also the family, Chris and Nat that had COVID, and also is Chris or Nat, or is that just the children?
No, Kirsten
Alicia.
And Matt, they're husband and wife.
Okay. Husband and wife, Mother Alexander. And
okay.
Teresa.
What's the name, BJ? What's the name?
Okay, my cousin name is Pete, or Peter.
Pete.
It's really James.
That's the last name, Peter?
Then the family
Kirsten?
Of COVID, you said it's, say it again, Alicia, Chris, and who?
Pearson and Matt.
Pearson and Matt.
Pearson and Matt.
Both of
them
have COVID.
And then,
yes.
And then Alicia?
Alicia, she was saying our cousin died today. Our family member.
Okay,
and then Teresa, Alicia, would you pray for Sister Teresa for strength and her family? And I'll pray for...
Who's to pray?
You. For Teresa, for strength for her body and her family.
Okay,
so that should be everybody. Sister Brenda, I'll go ahead and pray for you because I can't tell whether Mother Willette is on the line or not. So you all go ahead and let's take these prayers and do these quickly and let the Lord bless. Amen.
Father God, we just lift up, God, Lord, Minister Carmen Leader and her husband right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, and all the things that they're going through, all their endeavors, God, anoint them, God. Lord, you appointed them for such a time like this, Lord, to go forth and do the mighty works of the Lord. And Father God, even as they take the test, Minister Carmen Leader and her class, God, let them pass with flying colors, Lord. But not only that, save every soul, God. Lord, open the eyes. Lord, enlighten them, God, that they may behold the beauty of thy law, God. Turn their hearts around, even as they take the test. Minister to their hearts, God, and cause whatever they learn to bring it back to their remembrance, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we lift up Imani. And God, in Swahili, the word Imani means faith, God. So we speak faith over her natural body, her spiritual body, God. We decree and declare that her body stands upright, God. Pain, go in the name of Jesus. Just as long as it took for that pain to come, that it turns and the pain begin to decrease in Jesus' name so she can do what she needs to do, God. And all the more she'll give you the praise, honor, and glory. And then we just lift up the church right now, God. Things been going on in the church, God. And, Lord, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, God. And, Lord, we just rejoice because some people are. We're pressing to get to God. And, Lord, console the family. Soothe the family, God. Soothe the congregation, God. And let your peace that passes understanding just rest in their lives and in the family's lives, that knowing that everything is all right. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God, we bring Matt and Pearson before you, Lord God. We know you know all about it, Lord God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch the body, Lord God. We bind up this spirit of COVID sickness, these diseases that attack the body, Lord God. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose both of these man body, Lord God. Because we know your word said, Lord God, you will take away sickness from the midst of us. So, Father God, we standing in agreement with these people, Lord, knowing that it's not just I praying for them, but others care to pray for them also, Lord God. And we casting down this COVID virus completely out of the body in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Alicia that she continue to stand strong, to lose a family member, but we know, Lord God, that she is a strong girl. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for keeping her, Lord God, strengthening every area of her and family, Lord God, that she will come through this thing. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Lord God, I come before you now, God, lifting up Sister Tessa. I pray, Lord God, for her family right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray, God, first off, for a shield of protection. Lord God, that you will continue to keep them and protect them in the name of Jesus. I thank and I praise you, Lord God, for strength right now and encouragement, Lord God, to her mind and her spirit, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that as even as she goes in for rest at night, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that she will be able to have sweet rest and sweet peace in the name of Jesus. Whatever, God, that they may be facing, whatever, God, that they may be going through, God, whether it's financial or sickness or disease or just things going on, God, among the family, external or internal. God, you are the God of all things. So we know, God, that you can heal, move, and declare, Lord God, that we can declare and decree, Lord God, whatever, God, that we need in you, God, and that by your will, God, that you will bless and move on her behalf. So, God, we're lifting up her and her family right now. We speak peace. We bind and curse the hand of the enemy that will try to come in to cause chaos and confusion. Well, I pray right now, God, for your angels of protection, your ministering angels, God, to just encompass her home, Lord God, in and out in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for salvation. I pray, Lord God, that they continue to stand on the word of God in the name of Jesus. God, so much is going on and so many things, God, that we're being bombarded with, whether it's something going on our jobs or, God, things within the family itself or just trying to keep up with the bills. Lord God, you know all things. I pray, God, that you will bless her, God, in abundance in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for most of all, like I said, God, for peace right now in the name of Jesus, restoration, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that the word of God will continue to build up in her spirit, man, Lord God, and will come in and be a soothing balm to her in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, songs, God, even songs of old, God, will come, God, for of praise and worship, God, no matter what she's going through, no matter what is taking place in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for laughter in the name of Jesus, because, God, you said laughter is as of medicine. So, Lord God, I pray, God, that she will be able, God, to relax in you, God, and to be stress-free and to be able to laugh in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you know all things, God. You know what it is that she's lifting up before you and what she's dealing with. So, Lord God, I pray, God, that you will move on her behalf. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I know you have to get off the line soon, Minister Anu. So would you go ahead and make your remarks, so that way then we'll go ahead and continue. Anybody else have any remarks?
Well, bless the Lord. I just thank God for the word of God that was spoken on tonight. I pray that after everything that I will just say this, it may not have to do exactly with the word that was spoken, and we do need to be more careful about the things that we say and do. And as I have said in the past, even for myself, there were times where I knew that, okay, I got to get it together because I was in a wish-you-would mindset. So that definitely let me know I need to get some things together. But I want to speak personally right now in regards to Prophetess B.J. Hubbard, knowing that I spoke to her some hours ago before she brought forth the word, and knowing what she is going through with the loss of a family member, and still be the woman of God to, and I'm not diminishing anyone else on this line, please understand that, but to know that still being the woman of God to hear the word, hear what God has to say, and to be able to deliver it to the people, and to shift from what she's going through in the natural to go into that spiritual vein, that spiritual realm, to deliver what the word of God has for the people. I just thank and praise God for you and the model that you have set before us. And I just want to just thank and praise God for you personally. And I do thank God for the word that you was even speaking earlier about not looking at, I can't remember exactly how you put it, but the main thing is seeing that failures is not just a failure. We're learning from it. We're gaining from it. And so, and to be able to not, I lost my word. But anyway, I just thank God for you. I thank God for the people on here. I pray that we continue to just live upright before the Lord and do what he's called us to do and not falter one way or the other. In Jesus' name.
Oh, praise God, my God, and I appreciate that. So kind. I certainly do appreciate it. Very much. Thank you so much.
Pastor Hubbard.
Yes.
Hey, this is Carmelita. Can I go ahead? Because we just making it in the city. And
yes,
I need
ma'am.
To
go ahead.
Make some calls to my classmates. But
yes.
I just wanted to, first of all, to giving God glory, honor to all the pastors, the leaders on the line, and even Pastor Hubbard for her ministry. I just want to say the word was good, and it's always right now, a right now word when you're talking about how we use this mouth, because that our mouth can be used, like you said, it's life and death, it's in the power of tongue. It can be used in the direction of what God wants us to, but it also can cause lots of strife and trouble. So just another encouragement to just be mindful, like what we say, what we do, and as we are being leaders of God, that are we being leaders in our households, what we speak into our families, to other people, because sometimes our conversation in our house, not necessarily you got to be cussing and acting crazy, but how is our content of our conversation versus when we're, you know, with others who are like-minded or just what have you. So just a word to definitely encourage us to always be mindful of speaking the word of God, no matter what the circumstances, the situations are. I know for me right now, the enemy it's been a trying season that I know God has spoken a word for change for me in my career, change in things that I know he's supposed to be doing for my family. And it just seems like it's been one thing or another, even just for this weekend. It's just been an attack, even just trying to get here to get ready for this test. But I'm speaking. I have to continue to speak, God. I know you gave me the word of transition. He gave me when to do it and everything. And so I just have to keep on believing and saying, on to God's word according to what the word says. But I'm also just also want to just follow up with what my sister said as well, Minister Noon, that you know what, that I know that this was a hard hit for my mom and family members, but I that's one thing I've always respect her. Even though we may have our challenges back and forth through life as a as mother daughter, I've always respected and honored the gift of God that has in her, that when it comes to God, she will set herself aside, set things aside. But just to hear how she spoke with strength and fortitude in the midst of her own storm that she's trying to process. So I just thank God for that. I asked him to just give a super, I had to send some cards out for our church, but that scripture, Isaiah 61:3, that he gives beauty for ashes and joy for your mourning. In the midst of what you are going through, that you are still able to speak a word to us, to encourage us to what we need to do to be better with the words that come out of our mouth. And I just pray everyone's strength on tonight. Thank you, Brother Brack, for the prayers. And I pray many blessings to all of you all as I have to drop the line, but you all just have a blessed one. Keep us in prayer. We'll keep you in prayer. And we love you.
Praise God. Thank you so much. You've been such an encouragement tonight, you too. Thank God for you. Praise the Lord. Any more praise reports? Oh, yes. God bless. Traveling Mercy at Angels Big Camp. Anyone else that have any remarks for tonight of the word
praise
or whatever?
Lord.
I just
you.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. I enjoy your word tonight. One
praise
thing you read and people need to do, trust God. Because things hold up, that don't mean it's a denial.
Yes.
You got to keep on pushing forward and trust God. And like when you say, a lot of people need to remember this. We have the armor to keep on, not to take off. I like when you talk about that. When you say, you got to keep that armor on. Not just put it on for a while and take it off. No, keep it on. Especially
yes,
in this world that we live in, God gave us armor, a reason why. There's a reason why he gave us armor.
Yes.
Because this devil is not playing with the people of God, but the people of God seem to be playing because trust is something that seems to be gone.
Yes.
We got to trust God regardless what the situation look like. Trust God because we know he never fails. He'll come true. So I enjoy what the word that you bring tonight. I was late getting on there because it was out. But thanks be to God I caught you, though. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you.
Amen. Pastor Hubbard, it was an awesome word, as always. Fort Knox in the spirit. I thought about the same thing. You said not only put on the armor of God, but keep it on. And when you, I thought about the jungle. There's some spiders. We have the armor of God on. You go a little farther, there's some snakes. We got the armor of God in. A little further, there's some monkeys. There's some tigers up in the jungle. But we keep the armor of God on, and we speak the word. We use our weapon, our shield of faith, our helmet of salvation, so forth and so on. But you said, and after we go through, get into prayer. Pray back to the Father, thanking him. And not only that, we get rejuvenated and strengthened. But keep that contact. Keep constant contact with the Father, being led by his Spirit. And you also said about there's so many things, and I'm trying to remember. You said love. You said even when we go through situations, our attitude exemplifies what's in our heart. Our attitude shows forth. It comes out from our heart. What type of attitude do we have now when somebody disrespects us or scandalizes our name? You know, I mean, how's our attitude then? And I thought about that, and I said, amen. But when I went through a situation, you talked about the grace of God being on one's life. And people get jealous. And I was in Virginia Beach because of the anointing on my life. I didn't know this then. People get intimidated because of what you know.
That's right.
And
yes,
how God
yes,
has blessed you. And there's some people that came against me, but there's some older people that seen it and came against them. And then they taught me what was going on. And I said, wow. Yeah, I have to use wisdom. Amen. I thank God for the word. Amen.
Praise God. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no more. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Okay,
then. All right. Yeah, I am. I just thank God for the word on tonight. Where you were saying, watch your mouth and stuff. And I was just thinking about different things and how you were just bringing that word forth. And I just thank God for how you, no matter what you are going through, you are I think about what the word was saying, even though I know you was preaching about watch your mouth. But then I thought about something that the pastor said today about being a representative of Christ. And I said, Sister Hova is a representative of Christ. I mean, you are a representative of Christ. And I said, because I don't care what come or go. I don't care what come or go, what time of day or what time of night. If we need Sister Hova, you can call on Sister Hova. But the thing is, about Sister Hubbard, don't just put all your burden on Sister Hubbard. We got to learn how to put our burden on the Lord. So I thank God. I thank God for you. Mm. I thank God for you anyway. I do. I thank God for you. That word
thank
was good.
You.
And I like Brother Black said, it was so much. I was trying to write it down, but I missed it. I missed some of
praise
it.
God.
I'm putting my I was trying to write. I was trying to listen. I had the baby. I thought, oh, God, I'm just in a mess. I said, but that's all right. I'm going to get it. But I enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Like that part. There was a part you said something about what are you doing with your tongue. You know, because you got to have a tongue for you to talk. If you ain't got no tongue, you can't say that. So you got to have a tongue. So I'm not gonna say a whole lot, but I just thank God because I got to go back and listen again because I don't want to say something, say the wrong thing. But I enjoy you, Sister Hope. Always have, always will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank God for you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. I didn't get to hear all what you were saying tonight, but I thank God for the little
but that I heard. And I just thank God for you, being that prayer warrior and that encouragement and that motivator to walk in the things of God. So, and I thank God for when you talk about watch your mouth and be careful what you say, because you, when you open your mouth and speak, you speak life or death. And then you were talking about our attitude, how we, when we talking to somebody or somebody talking to us, we got to watch our attitude when we talk to that person. And we got to say it in the spirit of love and not in a harsh way. We got to have compassion. And we got to watch our attitude, and then also to dress ourselves in the full armor of God. So I thank God for what I heard, so
thank
I can apply that word to myself. So I thank you, and I thank you for you letting God use you mightily.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Thank you so much for the encouragement tonight.
Praise the Lord. I cannot just not say anything, because you are truly a woman of God, and you stand on the word, and it helps encourage me. And, yes, we need to watch our tunes, because our power does lie in our tunes.
Thank you, Lord.
And, God, I give you the glory, Father, because on this week God was giving me in my ear, I could hear, watch your ear gates. We also have to watch your gates. God, I thank you. I thank you for everything that you were saying tonight, because it just stirred my spirit, Ram. And even you going through, you didn't even self say, well, Rachel, I got death in my family. You just dropped and went to praying. God, help me, God. Help me to be a strong warrior. Just study it. Help me, Jesus. Lord,
Jesus, glory.
Yeah, God. God, I thank you for the woman of God. Lord, just pour your spirit upon her, God. Keep your arms around her, Father. In the name of Jesus, I love you from my heart.
I love you,
I call you Mama BJ, and I love you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Bless our Jesus. Thank you. Praise God. We thank God for all the prayers and the encouragement and things that God has blessed and said tonight. You don't know how much you encourage my heart, from my children all the way to all to the prayer warriors, and you just blessed me really good. Thank God. Keep us and our family in prayer. He was dear to me. Praise the Lord. We grew up, and he's a little bit older, but still yet, he's going to be missed. But I just thank God again for the word, and I can find myself in some things that he was saying tonight too. And I'm just elated about just being on tonight. So I thank God for Prophetess Benjamin when she prayed. And I know Mother McCormick, you all are praying, my children are praying, but I just thank God that, you know, through it all, you know, he was blessed for me to be able to come on to be about his assignment and whatever like this. You know, there's a scripture. And if I put it out of context, forgive me. But anyway, you're saying, like, let the dead bury the dead. But in the meantime, there are things that so far that we still have to be about the Father, because he will give us. He got compassion, and he will give us some things. Sometimes when you say, you know, release that or don't do that. But when you keep having that unction in your spirit and keep pouring things in you all the way up to the time for to come on, there's just like, even if it had been the last minute, he said, stop and don't do them fine. But he kept giving me things all the way up to the hour in my spirit, man. So I just thank the Lord for being able to come on and to be with you all tonight and to pray and to deliver something that was said, you know, not out of, you know, self, but just for the Spirit of the Lord having free reign. So praise God for that. And we're looking forward to the Lord blessing our sister Benjamin with the second part of Watch Your Mouth and You're Snared with Your Word. So I'll be attentively listening to the hear. She was on up until the part where we had just about finished the word, because go. But I thank God for all of you. And fourth Monday night is Prophetess Benji got the fourth Sunday. Prophetess Alicia will have the fourth Monday night for her 15 minutes. Then I want you all to keep praying for Pastor Sims. She had that operation with a kidney stone. I hadn't been able to talk to her directly, and I don't know anybody on the phone heard from her, but I know Pastor Burton told me, Apostle, said, I think it was, I don't know if it was in yesterday she may have been coming home. Did it actually happen or not? I called a couple of times, but, you know, her sister had been with us, so we don't know why she was in the hospital, but it's for, you know, condition to take calls or whatever, but she did get a chance to talk to Apostle Burton. So we're just going to keep her prayed up, that the Lord will bless. I want you to pray for First Lady Paige. She's in good spirits, but she got to go through the process now of going through dialysis. We believe in that's just going to be temporal. Like they're saying, it may be something just to correct her kidneys, and she won't have to stay on it. So I don't know how long that's going to be, but they were talking about this week. Everything went fast forward from last week to this week. So we're just praying for her. Pray you continue to bless and for us, and we pray for Deacon Burton that God will bless God to continue to touch his body. I almost slipped that in the name of Jesus. Keep him healed and whole and keep him fighting the good fight of faith with prayer. Prayer for Prophetess Apostle Burton. You continue to bless this woman because she fights the good fight of faith and a true vessel of the Lord for teaching and preaching the word of God and reaching to God, ministers of health and generosity. And she tries to do all that she knows to do for the kingdom of God and touch her body because sometimes that hand still yet, even though she had operation back on that shoulder, the hand still bothers her periodically. But we believe in God for that divine healing. So keep her in the name of Jesus. Pray to her, and we believe in God for divine touch of the Lord to manifest. Praying for Sister Rachel back. So we're in agreement that she's going to get total relief from that pull in her back in the name of Jesus. Thank God for all of you prayer warriors that God continue to bless the listeners too as well. And encourage me to pray for Sister Benjamin when she bring the word that God will bless in a mighty way. Pray for all of our families and loved ones and also for that he has given us in these words that keep coming across the airways, that we will live accordingly as we continue to grow and coming up higher. And even when challenges come back, we pray if we make a mistake, we got an advocate, Jesus Christ, and we pray that if we come before him, he will rectify it as we yield it and turn it over to him. But, Lord, help us not to be in denial and justify. Help us not to result right back, come out of it, and go right back to the same thing you bring us out of. Let us make some progress that people will see that light shining. Because the more we drop off the weight and the more we let go, the more illuminated the anointing is in us. And people will see more of Christ and less of us in the name of Jesus. So we don't want to be preaching to others and ourselves be a castaway. Let us, glory to God, be able to be at that time. When that time does come, we can enter in the gate, glory to God, and say, well done. But until then, we bind up untimely death, sickness, and disease, anything that try to come and hinder us from accomplishing everything God said down here in this earth realm, that we won't go until he said it's time. If he be for us, who can be against us? We pray for Pastor Bird that you continue to bless that family and strengthen them. But she's, you know, still have her little moments, but she's doing pretty good, but she still have her moments because this is still fresh with her sister. So we just pray, glory to God, for all of those that's grieving, going through whatever situation. But we thank God for the joy of the Lord being our strength. We thank God for the word. We thank God every day for his protection. We thank God every day for his love. Thank God, glory to God, for his kindness. Thank God for favor. Thank God for the anointing. Thank God for peace. Thank God for the joy. Thank God, hallelujah, for being my savior, my deliverer, my burden bearer, my high tower, yes, my strong tower, whatever I need. Thank God for being Jehovah alone. Thank God, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless you deserve all the praise, all the glory. God, you told him, lift up your head, oh ye gates, and let the King of God, the King of glory, come in. God, hallelujah. We're going to get to a place, we're going to let you flood our gates with your anointing. As the more we yield ourselves and avail ourselves, we'll be like that deer panting after the water brook. So does my heart panteth after thee, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yeah. The blessings of the Lord add it rich and make it no sorrow. Help us to celebrate you more. In the name of Jesus, God, we have the victory. We are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we love you. We bless you. You know all the things each one of us going through have been facing or getting ready to face. So we pray, God, your will be done as we continue to praise you through it and glorify you through it in the name of Jesus. Keep us covered under the blood. In the blood, and the angels being encamped about us, binding Satan and all of the cold, and sending back to the dry place once they came. We loose our peace and joy to come back over to God as well as we pray for those who need salvation, deliverance, healing, and wholeness. And God, we just love you today. We adore you. Keep a covering over our households. And glory to God and bless us and protect us. It's not only just our family, but our church family, and even those that are around us. Help us to be a light to those that are walking in darkness, and give us wisdom how to go in and out, but help us to keep looking up to the hills with coming to our help. In Jesus' name we do pray. I love you all. I'm going to say good night and find myself getting something to eat because it's been a while since I had anything to eat, so I need to get it together and try to have something on my stomach. So I bless God for the word that's there. It keeps sustaining and keeping me, but we need some substance. So in the meantime,
I love you.
Help us, Lord, to God, to stay focused.
Shalom.
Bye-bye.
Glory be to God. Shalom, shalom.
Amen. Shalom.
We love you. Be blessed.
Love you.
Have a wonderful night. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the
Hallelujah.
Name of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord.